Gary, look up Long Hot Summer Day. I didn't realize that was an older song, but it is, it's one of my favorite songs by my currently favorite band to listen to, the Turnpike Troubadours, a grassroots Oklahoma country band. And one of Mom's guests in the 7 o'clock hour actually played it. And I'm listening, I'm like, whoa, I heard him talking about the song and who originally did it and the writing of it. And then when he started singing, I'm like, whoa, I didn't realize this was the song he was talking about. I thought it was a newer one. But
Jennifer was broadcasting from Charlotte Hall Museum in Prescott for the Folk Festival, Folk Music Festival that's going on there this weekend. Sounds like a blast, where they have four different stages set up. They're even going to have guitar picking instruction sessions where they can actually teach you the trade of fine finger picking. So that's awesome. So that was Jennifer in the 7 and 8 o'clock hour, and I think she did such a great job, it tells me one thing. Rosie's going to be in that Raptor driving to fishing holes a lot more often on Saturday morning. She's a tough act to follow. Hey, we're here to take your call at 1-888-767-4348 if you want to talk about a home improvement, home remodeling project. Before we do go to the calls, we do have a couple open lines if you want to sneak in, and we'll get to the callers as quick as we can. Again, that's 1-888-767-4348. Okay, super cooling is like back on the hot topic list right now, and it isn't because people are just now adopting it. They're wondering, how are we going to manipulate it to
because
accommodate the new
come May
rates that APS has passed on to us. And this does impact about half the households in Arizona. And I've always gotten a little bit of flack. I was talking about the homeowner that was frustrated with me because I couldn't meet them in the time frame they wanted. I get a lot of flack, and we get a lot of questions at Rosie on the House from homeowners who aren't using Rosie certified air conditioning contractors. And when the homeowner talks to that non-Rosie certified air conditioning contractor and tells them that they practice super cooling and we'd like our thermostat set in this particular fashion, certain air conditioning companies will say, no, that's hard on the equipment. You should never do that. It's a horrible thing to do. Well, I don't know why I didn't get this 5 years ago, but I will tell you that a man that lives here in the Valley of the Sun is the field technical consultant for one of the largest air conditioning manufacturing companies in the world. Six bedroom, four bath, 3,200 square feet. And he's looking for a little bit of guidance on what the new rate plan is going to do to him.
Sure.
Because he super cools.
Mm-hmm.
And he super cooled in August, 3,200 square feet for $260. Is he going to be able to do that in a new rate? And I'll just give you the man's first name, Bob. Bob. It's not going to be good. This is not going to be good. And we're going to have APS on, I think, the first or second week in November.
Okay.
It's right in there.
All right.
And we're going to have them kind of tell us what their thoughts are. Our early models that we're running is all of you thousands of people who have adopted super cooling must give it up. It will cost you way too much money.
Because of how much they're going to charge for off-peak hours.
Yes.
Now.
But this fella, Bob, field tech rep for one of the largest air conditioning manufacturers in the world, says, look, I'm a huge advocate of the concept of super cooling. This is not, and look, Romy, he capitalizes it, puts it in bold, not. This is not too hard on the equipment. Keeping the equipment running nonstop is the very best way to run a system. It's the starting electrical surge that kills compressors. Eliminate the start cycles and failures drop significantly. Bada bing, bada boom, baby.
Which is what you've been saying for
I needed this
ever.
Letter.
It's better for it to start and run longer than
start and stop.
Which is what an oversized unit will do.
Exactly.
And what trying to maintain a higher temperature will do instead of cooling it down.
In off-peak.
In off-peak.
And in letting it sleep.
Until?
All on-peak.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, the field technical consultant for one of the largest air conditioning manufacturers in the whole world, in his letter, sends his APS bill.
Oh.
He's at 4%
purchased
on peak.
Nice.
Now, that's the 5% club. That's as good as it gets. He has got it figured out. He's got it dialed down. But, Bob, you got to give it up. We won't be able to do this in the new rate plan. Doing this in a new rate plan is going to be extremely expensive. So we're still trying to figure it out, but I'm putting everybody on notice of all the thousands of people that have adopted the super cool technique. Know this, we are going to have to modify that plan, and we'll be coming out with that new strategy over the course of the next few months.
And we get people asking all the time, well, is this going to affect SRP or TEP or any of the other ones? Listen to this insert from the Daily Star. TEP is looking for people to surrender control of their thermostat to them in a pilot test program. It's going to come to every utility.
Yikes.